It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam.
Hey, that's me.
Hey, all right, it's time for Swap Meet here on the download. 312-981-7200. This, of course, our regular weekly segment where we evaluate your memorabilia, your collectibles, your junk. What you got in the basement, attic, maybe hanging on your living room wall. I don't know what your style is. I don't know what your taste is.
All right.
As I mentioned, I remembered I got a two things that came up throughout the show tonight. By the way, Greg, nice to see you.
Good to see you, Justin.
One, I got a foul ball from Ozzie Guillen.
All right.
No sign. No way to verify it. Don't have the ball anymore. What's it worth?
Don't have the ball anymore. Well, I guess we got to find the person who has the ball.
I'd have to find that. I don't
You're
know
right.
where it went. I think it was thrown into a river or something like
right.
that.
Right.
Like, oh, when the creek, leave it.
Yep.
The second was Pete said that he had a Sugar Cubes t-shirt
back
in the day. Real strong.
Yeah, Bjork rock t-shirts are big. Yeah, that would be worth something. I'd probably put that about 50.
But he doesn't have it anymore.
Pete.
He probably used it to clean up after he moved.
Yeah.
All right, 312-981-7200. We want to know what you got, and we'll tell you what it's worth. What do you got tonight? What did you find this weekend, Greg? Was it a good week for picking?
It was all right. You know, this time of year I do more selling than picking, so I've been at Rosemont lately. But I did manage to find a Commodore 64 computer. So
what?
Kind of reliving my childhood.
Let's see it.
I was a VIC-20 guy growing up.
Look at this thing. Whoa. Look at that thing.
So I got the Commodore 64, the hard drive, a stack of programming books, and a stack of software. And if you recall, it took the 5 1/4 disk.
Those are the larger actual disks. Yeah, floppy disks.
Yeah, so you know, you play the game. I got Paperboy, Roger Rabbit, Dig Dug, a bunch
classic
of other stuff.
Dig
yeah.
Dig Dug.
Yeah, so
can you turn it on? Will it work, or is it this time?
I didn't bring the adapter because you know I just kind of.
But
yeah, I tested it. It worked. Yeah, I mean, but when I bought it, I took a chance on it. But it was a low enough price to take a chance. But when I got it home, powered up, everything was fine. Yeah,
wow.
So that was cool. They go for about $150. Yeah, so that was great, and I got it for about $10.
I feel like I don't know whatever happened to mine. I had one. Maybe it also fell in the river.
Well, the VIC-20, I had the cassette tape is what. You know, the programs were on. So that's what I was working with back then.
Well, right before 312-981-7200, right before you came in, Greg, we had a fun segment where we were just talking about celebrities.
Yeah, I was listening. Yeah.
The but one had a good one here that I wonder. 847 says that they met Horace Grant at the Carson Peary Scott in Eden's Plaza in Wilmette, 1990.
Nice.
After the players were done speaking to the crowd and left the stage, I stole his empty Coca-Cola can. I saved it in a Ziploc baggie for years.
Nice.
What would something like that be worth?
Oh, man.
Nothing.
Yeah,
right?
Nothing. You can't prove that.
I love that, though. That's good.
That is.
815 says, I think I have the VIC-20 peripheral support joystick.
Yep. They were third-party joysticks. So, like I said, the tape drives, software, you know. You could either program in the software from a book, or you could get the software already programmed on the tape for the VIC-20 anyway. And then when it moved up to the 64, they actually had them on 5 1/4 floppy.
Do you find a lot of memorabilia, collectible stuff around early computing?
I do, and I really, I'm an Apple guy, so the like 80s Apples, even the empty boxes for a joystick or a keyboard can get like, I sold I think 2 or 3 80s Apple boxes for about $50.
Really?
Empty.
Just a box.
Yep. Yep. Because, you know, I mean, people, I don't know if they're displaying that or they have the part and they want to put, you know, put it in the original box. So
interesting. 312-981-7200. Let's go to some of the callers and we'll start the swap meet tonight. Why don't we start with Mary? Mary, what do you want to brag about, Mary?
Hi.
Hi,
Mary.
Well, first off, I didn't catch what you had that fell in the river.
It was a couple things. But the first one was, we were joking about how I lost my Ozzie Guillen foul ball that I got when I was a kid. And then I probably let it. We always played baseball near a creek. And I probably let it go in the water, and then I lost it.
Something with the recording thing that you were talking
about. Oh, I was talking about, I was making a joke that my Commodore 64 was probably in there.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Anyway, go ahead. What do you got?
I have a JFK Jr. when he was a little boy there at the memorial service and with his little cap and his little suit, the porcelain doll.
Porcelain, yeah. I've seen those, yeah.
So it's a porcelain doll of JFK Jr. saluting his dad from the,
right.
At the funeral, right?
Yeah.
Right, I have that.
That's they made porcelain dolls out of that? Like, is he saluting? Is it an action shot?
Yeah,
no,
it's
he doesn't have his hand up, but he's a perfect, perfect shape.
Do you get that? Is that something that was sold at the time, or was that given away? Like, people are profiting off of that?
I bought it at an auction.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they look like they're going for about $30 for the full statue. You're showing the feet and saluting, or no?
Well, it's the full doll in the box and everything.
Yeah, it looks like they're $29. I'm trying to see if any have sold recently.
Oh, then somebody had it on Craigslist or ordered for $395.
Wow.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, I'm trying to find
a mistake.
Well, yeah. No, it's not
I'm
a mistake.
I'm sure they made different ones.
What I'm learning, Mary, what I learned from doing the swap meet is that a lot of times people ask for whatever they want. What Greg goes by is what has been sold for. So
you're gonna
have someone asking for $400 and you're like, I'll give you $10 and a bag of Cheetos. Sold.
Right, sold.
That's how it kind of works.
Yep.
Hey, can I ask you one more thing?
Yeah,
sure, please.
I cheated a little. What about the Wheaties boxes? I have some old Wheaties boxes.
Not so well, unless they're signed and you can prove it.
They're not signed.
Yeah, usually they're about
like
10.
Like Bruce Jenner?
Yeah,
like,
10,
like
10
that
to 20.
Kind of stuff?
Yeah, $10 to $20. Especially like the Jordan. Yeah, the Jordan ones, the Bulls ones are like $10 to $20.
A Mary Lou Retton, perhaps?
No, but they're not signed, so they probably aren't worth anything, right?
Yeah, well. and they're larger to ship, too, so they, if you're doing an online thing, you're going to lose money with those. You better.
Yeah. Mary, what I would do is I'd open it up and have a nice bowl of cereal.
I don't think so. They're pretty old. I don't think I want to eat it.
Yeah, right. Thanks,
Mary. All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for your time.
All right. So we got Tom on the line. We got Maggie. We got Mike. We got Jim. We got text coming in. 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get to everybody. It's a swap meet here on 720 WGN. Got to see Lou at the Walk of Fame the other day.
Oh, yeah.
That was really great. I invited him to be a guest in the big table. He'd be great, right?
Yeah.
Lou Manfredini's
he's
great.
He's got a lot of stories.
Yeah.
Always does.
Just always consummate professional. Hall of Famer himself. Walk of Famer. 312-981-7200. It is the Swap Meet. Greg Flamm at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. He is with us now. And we've got everybody lined up on the phones, including some texts as well. Let's get right to it. Let's start with Tom. Tom, what do you want to brag about, Tom?
I've got a paperback book called Maybe I'll Pitch Forever that's autographed by Leroy Satchel Paige. Says Best Wishes, Leroy Satchel Paige in it. I got it in the 60s when the Braves picked him up for a while, and they were playing the Cubs. I took that down to the ballpark. I was in high school at the time, or maybe just before, and made my way to the dugout where he wasn't signing anything, but then he signed that book, and so I was wondering what it's worth.
Consummate professional. He's like, hey, that's my work. I'm not signing anything. I'm not signing a ball. I'll sign my book.
Yep. It's a nice, it's a paperback book. It's a great story. If you know a story, most people would, with baseball fans. But
yeah, right. All right, so yeah. what do you got for
an
autograph?
I can't find a sign, but the book itself is going for about $40. So yeah. I guess if you add on whatever his signature is going for on top of that.
It's not bad.
But
I don't know what it is. I mean, he's dead, right? So you can't get
right,
his signature.
Right.
Does that make a difference, Greg? Like the idea of if someone has passed on, does that make their signature?
Yeah, and it depends
worthwhile?
If they have a reputation for signing a lot. You know, like obviously Jordan and stuff like that, they're going to sign a lot. Peyton signed a lot. But, someone like that, you don't hear about signing that much stuff. So that should matter and should drive the price up.
Well, do you have any idea what it's worth?
I'm going to say in the 300 range to start with an auction, and hopefully it will go up for you.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Tom.
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, let's go to Maggie. Maggie, what do you want to brag about, Maggie?
Well, okay, so I used to work for the Beanie Baby Company back in the day.
Ooh.
And Ty made a Beanie Baby that he made for the 9/11, so it's the America Bear. And he had put one up on auction, and I want to say it went for about $24,000.
Wow.
And
come on, man.
He, Yeah. And he signed it. Well, wow. When he was signing the bear, he always signed it with a gold pen. And it had gold ink. It was kind of like a marking pen. And he left the pen on the end of his Y too long, so it made a little dot on there. So he tossed it to the side, and then he signed another one.
Okay.
I have that original bear.
Wow.
Wow, that's a great brag.
It is.
That's the best one so far. Well, how about that? Like a discarded Ty autographed America Beanie Baby.
Right?
That's got to be worth. That's got to be, I mean, if that was getting thousands at the time, a messed up signature
right.
one, that's like Brewster's Millions, like the upside down stamp or whatever.
Right. I can't find the America one signed. Some of the other ones that signed one for about $200, but obviously if you heard it was going for $24,000.
Yeah, you know, he auctioned it off on eBay and he gave all the proceeds to the children's and the fire fund and everything for the firefighters.
Right.
But yeah, so like I said, I have the original one. While I was working there, you know, we used to get signed autographed bears every day, and the most I ever got one, I did sell one for $10,000 once.
Wow.
Come on.
Yeah.
Was it during the heyday or recently?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was there from 97 to 2004.
Yeah, that's the heyday,
so.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people made a lot of money back
then.
So you just got like little stuffed animals that you're like, man, I need $15,000.
Yeah. Was that at the Bolingbroke facility or where did you work at?
No, it was at the it's in Westmont, but it was on like the Oak Brook Westmont border.
Okay, sure.
And after I got that bear, I actually went to one of the, you know, second parties and got it authenticated. So it's authenticated and it's in a box.
That's great. You did your homework on that. That's great.
Maggie, you're the best.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Calling in, man. You made my night.
I hope she gets a lot for that.
See?
When she's ready to sell anyway.
When the world ends because climate change goes right. crazy and we all fly into the sun gets mad. Maggie, she's set.
She is.
She's got currency.
Yep.
Let's go to Mike. Mike, what do you want to brag about, Mike?
Yes. I've got a set of, I don't know if it's a complete set or not, but 40 baseball card stadium cards. Each card shows a different baseball stadium. They're not photographs, but it's artwork, a drawing or so in color. And then on the back, it has you know, details about the stadium and everything like that. And it's by RJP Graphics out of Los Angeles.
Okay.
I bought them in the 1990s. Yeah, I saw them one time. I did a Google search. One time it came up on an eBay thing, and somebody was listing it for $80, their set.
Yeah, and that's about what I'm saying. I'm seeing $90 for a set, and individual ones are as low as a dollar. So.
Oh, okay. Good. Good information.
Good. Hopefully
there
it works out.
There you go. Thanks, Mike.
Yep.
Thanks for calling.
All right, let's go to Jim. Jim, what do you want to brag about, Jim?
Yes, I have a original Farmade t-shirt.
Ooh,
that's a good one.
And three-quarter sleeve. It's never been worn, never been washed. It has all the bands that played on the back, and I also have an original Farmade hat.
Oh, wow.
So that'd be like a Willie Nelson, maybe a John Cougar
right.
Mellencamp in there.
Mellencamp, yeah. And I think Van Halen played that one. That was SIU, was it?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And to the listeners, they did another Farm Aid, and the newer t-shirts are only going for $15, but the one he has recently sold for $120, and, with the hat, I'm sure, and never worn, you know, he's probably closer to the $200-$300 range with that.
Think about all the hipsters, Jim, that would go crazy for an ironic Farm Aid t-shirt.
Oh, Van Halen fans alone would.
Or Van Halen. Hipsters or Van Halen.
But yeah, the fact that that was Van Hager back then. I think that was the debut of Van Hager.
Was
if
it?
I'm not mistaken, yeah.
That was like Pound Cake?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was like
the
first time I think they ever performed on stage.
Oh, you ate one too? Oh, good
I think
stuff.
It was before that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Why can't this be love? 5150?
Right. You got it. You're all over
it. I'm all over Van Halen. All right. Thanks, Jim.
No, that's a good one. That's a good one. Rock t-shirts are good.
Yeah. I like that one. That one's better than the Sugar Cubes. The Farm Aid. Farmade t-shirt beats Sugar Cubes t-shirt. Although, that's a good one. It says, not only you're in the music, but you're sensitive. So it's a little double trouble.
Yep.
Greg and Flam.
Early Bjork, you know.
Yeah, there you go. At DuPage Picker. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get an update on Mr. Martyr's news, and we'll come back. We'll continue the swap meet. Stay with us.
It's time for swap meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure. Like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flam.
Here I am.
There you are. It's the Swap Meet, 312-981-7200. We are evaluating your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk. Call us, tell us what you have, and we'll tell you what it's worth. All right, let's get to it. Why don't we start the second half? Very excited. It was the Beanie Babies. It's got us all
got everyone
a little
going,
bit,
yeah.
A little edged up. And also, I would say that the concert t-shirts.
Yeah, that's
as well. We've talked about concert t-shirts, but you were saying that actually gets a lot of people. That actually, there's some money in that.
There is a lot of money in rock t-shirts, 60s, 70s, 80s. They're big money. People look for them. I'm looking for them every time I go to an estate sale in the closet, you know, hoping right. There's one in there.
Someone's got hanging a rat round and round.
What was great are like the baseball jersey, 3/4 sleeve, you know, with some of the glitter still on it, you know, from like the 80s.
I had a Beastie Boys t-shirt pitted out. I mean, it's just not in good condition.
Even like with holes or ripped and worn, they'll still get, you know, like 150. You know, if it's Pink Floyd or, you know,
I've got
classic
one for
rock.
You. I got one for you. I still have this t-shirt. It's okay. Beat up. Yo MTV Raps.
Oh, yeah.
Right? What's that worth? What's a Yo MTV Raps t-shirt worth?
I think it's still be in the 75 range or up. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think do an auction and see.
Yeah,
you know.
I think I lost. I think that one ended
it's in
up
the
in
river,
river,
too.
Too so. 312 says, speaking of concert t-shirts, I have a 1982 Chicago Fest 3/4 sleeve, never worn shirt. Does this hyper-local item have any value outside of Chicago?
Yeah, I think it does. I think you're probably starting at $60 and up. If it was more of a band t-shirt, it'd probably be higher. Mm-hmm. But because it's just Chicago Fest, even Chicago Fest, I collect Chicago Fest stuff. I mean, that was one of the ways I got here was the Jane Byrne coloring book from the Chicago Fest. But I think that would start at $60 for that shirt. Never
really?
Worn, yeah.
Oh, I love it. Now we're going to get let's get a run on some cool shirts.
Right.
815 says, how about a Butthole Surfers t-shirt? Original.
Yeah, I think you're probably in the $80 range, depending on what year.
Also, great call on getting that t-shirt. Like the idea that if you were going to a Butthole Surfers show,
yep.
If you don't go for the t-shirt, just for the fact that 25 years later you can ironically wear it,
yep.
You know, it's good thought, good thinking. All right, let's go to Joe. Joe, what do you got? Joe, what do you want to brag about?
Hey, in my antique collecting man cave,
I love it.
I have an ancient horse collar, if you will.
Okay. The
leather's in pretty doggone good condition. I'd say on a scale of 0 to 10, it's probably about a 9.
Oh, great.
With the brass horns, if you will.
Okay.
And it has a mirror in the center of it.
Oh, wow.
Bought it for decoration, and, you know, I love it. Got it about, 35 years ago.
Can we do a remote at your house? Like, I'm very interested in the antique man cave that you have. You've called before.
Right on.
The idea that you're picking this stuff up around the country decorative. I love it.
Correct. Yeah. It's just selective, but never. I remember the cow horns I brought, the steer horns.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I haven't talked to you guys for, 3 weeks, a month, whatever. I got lonesome.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, what's an old horse collar?
The collar by itself, without the horns and the mirror, is between 40 and 75. So you probably are going upwards in the 100 to 150 range, starting, you know, an auction in that range.
So I didn't notice a lot of appreciation in it, but money-wise, but I appreciate it in itself.
Joe, you should sell the whole package.
I'm going to do that one of these days.
Yep, old horse collar, do the whole thing. Like you become an interior designer.
You got it.
And then you just go to people's house and you decorate.
If you have 5 seconds to spare, I'm into block and tackle collection, too. I got some in New Bedford, Massachusetts, where I got one of my initial I haven't even talked to you about harpoons.
Yeah.
I have a collection of those babies. Some of my block and tackles weigh 35, 40 pounds. The biggest one I have weighs 50 pounds.
Okay.
These were on the old mast sailing ships, if you will.
Okay.
They grace one of my fireplaces, some of them, if you will. But I've got, probably about 25, 30 different designs.
Wow.
And I paid on an average, going back 20, 30 years again, anywhere from 10 to 25 bucks in that era. Unfair question. Let's say the one I'm looking at right now would have lifted a car.
Wow.
In a factory.
Jeez, look at that.
Yeah,
the iron hook, measures probably about 10 inches long by 6 inches wide, maybe.
Okay.
Gigantic. Hazard a guess.
Yeah, I'd say starting in the 150 range. The few that I'm seeing are like 90 to 160 and up. It's something, if you send a picture, I could probably, narrow it down for you.
All right, thanks, Joe.
Comprende. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening.
And he hasn't even talked about harpoons.
Yeah, the harpoons.
That's my favorite line. You need to pull that out for like a promo. And I hadn't even talked about my harpoons.
Yeah, luckily I saw an episode on Pawn Stars about harpoons, so I know a little bit about them. A lot of them were refabricated or reproduced, so it's really hard to find an original harpoon. So.
Oh well, I didn't know that we were going to get so deep.
Right,
into
manufacturing
and authenticity of harpoons.
Yep.
All right. 773 says I've got a 1981 Rolling Stones baseball type jersey concert tee from when they were at the Rosemont.
1981.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm going to say 150 and up on that. I'm still trying to get a.
Yeah, I don't know if any of these. I just love that now we're getting, a run on concert tees. I'll give you the other ones here. 630 says, with two programs from the concert, and they sent a picture of a three-quarters arm, the Police Ghost in the Machine tour.
Yeah, that's.
Right?
It's got the numbers as well, yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
And now I'm never going to be able to find them. Everyone's talking about them.
They said Joan Jett opened and was booed off the stage.
Yeah, Joan Jett, yeah. I thought it was the Go-Go's as well. Back at Comiskey Park, yeah. It was the Police, Go-Go's, 1983, whatever.
I love it. I want to be at that show.
Right.
Little young Belinda Carlisle.
See, the 81, someone's got one here for $15. So I'm trying to see. And he sold. Anyway. But yeah, concert t-shirts, big money.
I love it. All right, 815 says, I have an original Cuddly Dudley.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the Cuddly Dudley Railroad given away by the Tribune from back in the day. What's a Cuddly Dudley?
It's a doll, the dog. Mm-hmm. And we've had some calls before on this, and the value is if you have the dog house with the dog, you're in the 300 and up range. If you just have the Cuddly Dudley, it's like $70 to maybe 150. But there's quite a few on there, so it's not as rare as you think. It is rare, but not as rare as you would think.
Speaking of Cuddly Dudleys, 312's got a matted SCOTUS annual photo with all signatures on the mat and all the justices. Justice Scalia's last year. Good condition.
Yeah, I couldn't even guess on that. I'd have to look up individual.
Is there a run on getting signatures from Supreme Court justices?
I'm sure someone would want it.
They walk out to their cars and you're like, Justice Scalia, Justice Scalia! Justice Sotomayor, please, anything! Right. Like they're hanging on the chain link.
Yep, have I could see that.
All right, let's keep going here. Yep. 815 says I have a Charles Lotion multifloral paperweight from 1976.
Yeah, that I couldn't find.
I don't know what that is. That's very specific.
Just send a picture maybe of that. I couldn't find that.
847 says from an early 70s auto show, I have an autographed, I saw them sign them, photos from Gordie Howe, Bart Starr, and Jesse Owens. And some blonde tennis star that's in the picture. I don't remember her name.
Chrissy Everett?
I don't know. They said they don't know.
Yeah. That one would be hard. Did he say separate or all together in one photo?
Photos, OG. I think they're together, but I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
The text, so I don't know.
I mean, Gordie Howe is kind of a higher one. He can get $250 just for something signed by him. Just an autograph alone, it's like $250 for him.
Got it.
So
that's good.
Could be in the thousands.
Add a little Jesse Owens on there. Maybe
right.
Get a little Bart Starr going.
Yep. Could be in the thousands.
708 says, for the youngsters, I have an Alkaline Trio Halloween limited edition 7-inch record.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What's it worth?
They're in the 95 to 135 range.
Wow.
Yeah, the Halloween one, it's orange color vinyl. And
Matt Skiba, a guest here on the download from Alkaline Trio.
Cool, yep.
So there you go. You know, this is not, I mean, the swap meet, generational. You're not going to get just, you get Cuddly Dudley and then you get Alkaline Trio.
Right. That's how we roll.
630 says two things. I got a Beach Boys World Tour 1989 sweatshirt.
Okay.
And a 3-day unused Woodstock. What is this? Hold on. Woodstock 1969 tickets behind plexiglass mounted on a wood plaque.
Oh, wow.
Unused tickets.
Yeah, that's, I'd be after that.
Hmm.
Woodstock tickets. Let's see.
Woodstock tickets. All right.
$50. It looks like, yeah, about $50 for one ticket.
Okay. There you go.
But they,
got
yeah.
two.
Yeah, there you go. the t-shirt.
These are
know.
Great. I got so much good stuff. And I want to get to the texts or to the calls too. But here's one from 847 says, I have one from each Beatle. And it's a letter that says, to whom it may concern. To this is to certify that the Beatles stayed at the Whittier Hotel, arriving at 1:17 a.m. September 6, 1964, occupying the executive suite, checking out at 2:05 p.m. September 6, 1964. This is to also certify the bed linen below, so designated as authentic and factual as to each of the Beatles using the same.
That's wild.
From Jimmy Hawkins, managing director. Ringo slept here. That's what it says. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Right? What is that?
Yeah, I'd have to have that appraised for sure.
That's awesome.
It could
That's
be thousands.
Baby. I mean, yep. Hey, Maggie's still winning with a Beanie Baby that she sold for $10,000.
Right.
But, a certified letter from a hotel with a swath of bed sheet that says Ringo slept on this.
Yeah.
Come on, man. This just gets better and better. All right, let's keep going. Let's right. Let me try Mike. Let's do Mike. Mike, what do you want to brag about, Mike?
Yes, I've got four autographed baseball cards from Ernie Banks.
Okay.
And then I've got one photograph from his 500th home run.
Wow.
It's, 20 by, let me see, 20 by... 20 by 16-inch photo, and he signed it, and it says it's 500th.
Yeah, that's a classic scene. That they show that video all the time of him going around the bases, and they're flashing 500 on the screen.
Well, it shows him hitting the ball, and he signed the photo himself.
Okay.
It says 200th home run. Was it May something, 1970.
Okay.
All right, we'll look it up, Mike.
Just the Ernie Banks signed ball is about 229, looks like, yeah.
No, it's not the ball. It's just a photo of him in Wrigley Field.
Okay, I thought the first item you said
no,
was a
cards.
Sign. Yeah, card, okay.
I got four cards. Four baseball cards.
Okay, yeah, I see the 500 Homer Club picture. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about 280.
Oh, wow. There you go, Mike. You get some money out of this
bad.
One. Ernie Banks, good job holding on to those things. All right,
one is a timeline. It's the Chicago Professional Baseball Club.
Okay.
And then on the back it says Ernie Banks, Chicago Professional Baseball Club, 1 of 25.
Wow!
Cars.
Wow, that's awesome. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for that.
Thank you.
A lot there. All right, let's keep going.
Okay.
All right. Nancy, what do you want to brag about, Nancy?
Oh, you know, I have more of a question. I have a set of Johnson Brothers china that's well over 100 years old, and there's a sugar and a creamer, and the creamer was once broken at some time, and it is completely stapled back together. It becomes
awesome.
The talk of a dinner party every time. It doesn't leak or anything. We've sort of thought, well, maybe they heated up these staples really, really hot and slid them through. But then how did they crimp them on the other side? Did you ever see anything like this?
I haven't. And But I can tell you price-wise, like full sets are in the 850 range. And but how many pieces do you have? You have that one repaired piece and any others?
Oh, I have loads. I have 12 of dinner saucer, fruit plates. I mean, I have many, many, many.
Yeah, so then I say you're in the 500 to 1200 range with that.
Yeah, there you
that.
Go.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to know if you had heard about
the
how they repaired.
Yeah, I
have how they repaired.
I don't know how they do that. I would assume they have to heat it up and with the staples.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we thought, but how they crimped them on the other side is sort of
magic.
A mystery.
Creamer magic.
Never
Thanks,
seen
Nancy.
That.
Creamer
Thank
magic.
Creamer magic. Let's go to Lou. Lou, what do you got, Lou? What do you want to brag about?
I have a Marilyn Monroe calendar. Is that worth anything?
Okay.
What year?
And what year?
Oh, I didn't know. I'd have to go see where it's at.
Okay.
Oh.
I'll look up
calendars
for you.
Are there different years?
Well, you know, they still make them to this day. They still make a Marilyn Monroe calendar.
Oh, this was my husband's, and it's packed away someplace.
Please say 2003.
You're kidding.
Well, like a 1949 is running about $800.
Ooh.
Let's see, 1952, $225.
Where do you go with stuff like this?
Well, you take it to eBay or you find somebody in your family that's going to help you out. Does the calendar have X's on it, like you guys were counting down to something?
I'd have to go see. I'm 91.
Well, all right.
This was from my husband, so what's on it, I don't know. I'd have to dig it up.
All right. Well, I'm just curious. I have a planner from maybe like 15, 20 years ago. And
yeah.
It was when my wife and I were dating, and she... down to the day has everything we did. So when you look back, it's like 15 years ago, and you're like, that's went neat. To the jewel.
Oh, you're right. Kidding.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is great, but it's only 15 years ago. Right, it's only 15 years ago, but I'm saying, like, you might want to look and see that calendar might have some marking, like, went to the jewel.
Yeah. Oh, this has to be old. This
Marilyn Monroe.
He was in the Navy. This was from World War II.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a good find.
It's the year of the calendar that's important.
Well,
yeah,
of course. Yeah.
That would narrow it down.
Thanks, Lou.
Okay, thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for calling.
A Taste of Chicago, July 4th, the first ever Taste of Chicago poster.
Poster. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's a really cool poster. They sent it. It's like a spoon with the city skyline in it.
Yeah, I think
it says
I've seen
Taste
that
of
before.
Chicago,
flea
July
market,
4th
yeah.
on Michigan Avenue. 50 of Chicago's fine restaurants dishing up their specialties from sidewalk cafes.
Wow.
10 a.m. till dusk. Really going to that for the dusk. All right, Elaine's on the line. Elaine, you're the one who texted about the Beatles letter.
Yeah, I did. And so I'm just curious. I've had these since I was a teenager. I
love it.
Now, and so I just kept them, and I wonder I don't even know if it's a hoax or not, but it's just sort of cool to have them. I have a little swatch of a sheet that each of the Beatles slept on, apparently, at the Whittier Hotel in Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah,
and
I
so
love
I don't
it.
Know if is that anything that anybody's heard you've heard of, or
I would definitely get that appraised for sure. I you know, that's really rare, and if you know, there's definitely someone out there that's going to pay for that.
Yeah, I mean, just collectors, you'd feel like you'd go crazy for, like, Beatles stuff, right?
Yeah, especially.
Oh, yeah, and honestly, and I have these incredible posters from 1964 as well by, you know, some caricature of each of them. And so these are things I've had since, you know, since 1964. So, and I just don't know where I'd go with that. But
well, eBay is probably
cool.
The best bet.
Yeah, but to get it appraised, you probably want to Google, like, entertainment appraisal, you know, and that will shoot you in the right, direction.
Thanks, Elaine. That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah, they are awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.
There you go.
Good
now,
find.
That's a good brag.
It is.
Great stuff. I feel bad because we got to drop. We got to end. And there are probably about 25 texts, and people sent even pictures of, like, 19th century sausage stuffers.
Okay.
And the lines are lit up as well. Hey, we're back next Wednesday, so just try again. Get them in a little bit earlier. We'll make sure we'll get through everything. You can find Greg Flamm at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter. Greg, always a pleasure.
Always fun.
Great swap meet.
Thanks.